Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin, New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. And this is Laura Kicka from Michigan. Hope everyone is well on this.
Yes, we're glad everyone could join us tonight. Thank you for sharing across social media. You could get us on Kitchen Politics 123 at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. And the number to call in tonight is 515-605-9802. Donald Trump, you know, if he's found, like, if he's indicted by the Department of Justice, what defense would he claim? Would he claim, you know, madness, you know, being insane, because he was on Sean Hannity's show recently. And, you know, of course, everybody's known just now that he was thinking about declassifying the documents he said that are currently declassified, which is rubbish. So we're going to play that clip for you now and, you know, tell us what you think.
So let me ask you this question, because I think this is the next logical question. But as the president of the United States, you, unlike, say, Hillary Clinton in her case,
right,
a president has the power to declassify.
Correct.
Okay. You have said on Truth Social a number of times you did declassify.
I did declassify, yeah.
Okay. Is there a process? What was your process to declassify?
It doesn't have to be a process, as I understand it. You know, there's different people say different things, but as I understand it, it doesn't have to be. If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it, because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it, and there doesn't have to be a process. There can be a process, but there doesn't have to be. You're the president. You make that decision. So when you send it, it's declassified. I declassified everything. Now, I declassified things, and we were having a lot of problems with NARA. You know, NARA is a radical left group of people running that thing, and when you send documents over there, I would say there's a very good chance that a lot of those documents will never be seen again. There's also a lot of speculation because of what they did, the severity of the FBI coming and raiding Mar-a-Lago. Were they looking for the Hillary Clinton emails that were deleted, but they are around someplace?
Wow, he is out of his goddamn mind, America. Jesus Christ. He had the football, you know? I mean, wow. You know, and he's on this Hillary Clinton email. Yeah,
first of all,
I don't know what to make of it. You go ahead.
What was he smoking, or what did he snort? Because you're the president. You make the decision. I mean, even if you're thinking about it, wow. He has mental
telepathy
now.
There's a process in which you have to go through to declassify documents.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go through a whole rigmarole and, you know, it being approved
Absolutely.
And what have you. You know, this joker, this orange man, this crazy freak thinks that by just thinking about this is declassified.
You know,
oh, thank God he didn't get a second term, because you'd be in trouble.
The other thing is that how did Sean Hannity actually sit there and not bust out laughing? I mean, honestly and truly, I wonder what was going through his mind, unless he's insane like Donald Trump. Because if he was sitting in front of me talking like that, I think I would have choked on my spit. It just tells you how lucky we were when he was president that nothing horrid and happened to our country. I mean, honestly and truly, because if you think about it, we were in the hands of a madman, and now he is definitely off the rails. He is off the rails now. but he's in deep shit.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And, you know, this just leads to the question, really. You know, what is Trump's next move? You know, is he going to claim that Biden used witchcraft to reclassify the documents he claims were declassified? You know, this is just like a whole circus. You know, it's madness.
Or is he,
you know,
is
and,
he
then,
going to
and
say,
then bring up the Hillary Clinton emails again.
He did. Is he going to say Hillary Clinton gave him permission?
Yeah.
I mean, really,
yeah.
How far out can you reach? How far you reach? How stupid? You know, I mean, it's not really sad because I have no sympathy for this man, but he is, he is definitely, he's mentally ill. I mean, he thought because he was president of the United States that he was a dictator and that he could do whatever he wanted and no one was to question him. He didn't have to follow by any rules, any regulations. He didn't have to listen to anybody. That was what's in his mind for all the time he was president. And, you know, the people that you know, his staff, can you imagine the job that they had on a daily basis to get him to just act a little normal? Wow.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, in his recent speech, I don't remember which state he was in, but basically his speech merged MAGA with QAnon, and when he was giving his closing comments and everything, they held up the hand with one finger pointing. That eerily looked like the NASA salute, you know? And it's just creepy. He's creepy.
That was more than creepy. I honestly, myself, I've never seen that before. I mean, I've seen the Nazi thing. I've never seen the one finger thing. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the hell is that? You know, are these people off the wall? And just, and
yes,
just on a side note, you know, just on a side note, I did see a video of someone that took a, they actually recorded, you know, like all around the stadium, and it was pretty darn empty. It was not full at all.
Yes,
at all.
Yes,
it was just a small group of a few hundred people, and that's it. You know,
So who's QAnon? QAnon basically came in 2016, and, you know, just mention a date to them, and I think there is a conspiracy to that date. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like basically a Jim Jones type of thing where, you know, they have their leader, Donald Trump, and he talks garbage, and they believe that garbage, you know?
Yeah.
And my pillow guy, his phone was seized by the FBI recently, and he's now trying to sue the FBI for breaching his constitutional whatever. I don't know. It's just a fit of madness. You know, good luck to him with getting back his phone and beating a rap, because he may be going to prison as well. You know, what are in those text messages? We have yet to find out and everything. You know, so what do you think about QAnonymous? What's your thoughts
on
QAnonymous?
What do I think about QAnon? What do I think about QAnon? I think those people are crazy. I mean, there is something special about these people. They definitely in a different – well, I don't mean special in a good way. I just mean special that they live in a different reality than we do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this reality comes from. I don't know what kind of education they did not have in their life or what kind of upbringing they did not have in their life. But, wow. Okay. That's all I can say.
Yeah. You wonder what type of drugs are smoking, you know? Meth, crystal meth can do a hell of a job on you, you know?
Yeah.
Crystal meth or whatever else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do believe that an indictment is looming. I do believe that now. Now that the DOJ has the go ahead, you know, to continue on, which I was so happy to hear. You know, the other yesterday and the day before yesterday, things were not looking good. I thought, oh my Lord, this is going to drag on for, you know, well, it's going to still be past the midterms, but way past the midterms. And I'm tired of it. I am tired of it.
Yes,
I want
indeed.
To see him. I want to see him, you know, squirming and locked up somewhere. And until that happens, you know, America will not be whole or happy. And that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to be in a straitjacket in a padded cell, Donald Trump. And, you know, even though the QAnon conspiracy theories have been debunked time and time again and never been, and they've never been correct, they continue to spew alternate facts and live in this faraway reality from regular sensible people. And people like QAnon, they're running for public offices from school board right up to federal level. And that's really scary, you know. There are other fringe groups like them, but they stand out because they're so crazy, you know. And this is why America needs free health care, because we have a lot of people, crazy people running around like QAnon. They're out of their minds and need serious help, you know.
But the thing is, David, I am not sure that those people would ever even go for help, because I don't think that they realize they need help. And that is because they are so brainwashed and, you know, in their own world, that I don't think that that would even faze them. I really don't. They're gone. They're really gone. But you know, this, the judge, you know, that carried out, you know, that Raymond Deary, I have respect for him. I was thinking, oh, geez, you know, how is this going to turn out, you know? And he, you know, he came out of that gate. I mean, he said, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You have to say what was declassified and who did it and why. And you have to prove it, you know? And you just can't, you know? And it's just beyond, you know. And the other thing is that they did say that Trump did not, he did not pack any of the boxes himself. And I want to go back to this for a moment. I think I may have mentioned this before, but I would love to know who packed the boxes, who decided what to put in the box. How long were they packing boxes? You know, you know, who was involved in this? Because I don't think that Donald Trump was smart enough to know what to put in these boxes. I mean, you're talking about 11,000 pages or more. You know, I mean, he did not read these. There's no way in the world. So who helped him along the way, and for how long? Who packed those boxes? Who shipped them tomorrow? That I would love to find out. I would love to find that out.
So call us in, ladies and gentlemen, 515-605-9802. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. The topic tonight is Season 2, Episode 22, Down the QAnon Rabbit Hole We Go. And so, you know, he's grabbing onto straws, basically, with this last-ditch effort, you know, promoting QAnon conspiracy theories on its truth of social media. And truth social is, I don't know if you've ever been there, it's the biggest garbage and nonsense I've ever seen in my life.
I know that it's having financial problems. I did hear that. And it's probably going to go under. I can't see it hanging on. You know, I truly. So that will probably be gone just, you know, hopefully sooner than later, you know.
And the way he's talking so erratically, though, he's playing the I've lost my mind card, and will that stand up without holding the courts, you know, because.
You know, that might be all he has left, to be honest, because pretty soon everything is, you know, he has been, they're getting down to the nitty gritty of what's happening, and it doesn't look good. you know, it doesn't look good. And this 11th Circuit Court, we should talk about them for a minute. Kudos to them. I mean, two of the judges were Trump appointees, you know, and all three of them in a unanimous vote in the 11th Circuit Court slapped a partial stay on the lower court's ruling that froze the Justice Department's Mar-a-Lago investigation to surprise nobody. The decision by the U.S. Well, we know that that Judge Cannon was not qualified. You know, she got into way above her head. And I think that this, you know, the Court of Appeals and the 11th really gave her a what for, if you know what I'm saying. So
she's a category 5 idiot.
Yeah.
She has no business on the court.
No, she has no business. She had what, 2 years experience? I mean, and this was way above her head. She had, it would just like be like somebody, a lay person, you know, oh, classified document. Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, or who knows what she owed him. That's the other thing. I would love to know what she owed him, you know. But now the investigation can go on. And, you know, the DOJ can keep doing his work, their work. And that's a big plus.
Yes. We have a caller coming from Michigan. I think it's Michigan. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Oh, it's me. How you doing, guys?
That's you.
Good.
Hey,
you
good,
doing?
Good.
Good.
I was looking.
I was looking up stuff about QAnon when I came across something else. Oh my God, the world's going to hell. military veterans are asking prosecutors to crack down on a far right white supremacist group called Patriot Front. Arguing that they coordinate local, state, and federal efforts and is needed to be decentralized to its nationwide member pool from participating in criminal activities. They're talking about, you know, they train them, they have weapons, and they go after people they call their enemies, like minorities, LGBTQ, and other enemies. They harass and all this stuff. I never heard of this group, but they're doing the same thing QAnon's doing. It's scary. They're everywhere.
So are they a militia then? Yeah, the veterans
are going against these guys. They want the
law
to fight them and to stop them.
Oh, so the veterans are trying to stop this group.
Yes. And they filed a 238-page report called the Project Blacklisted that had details of Patriot Front's activities, identified members, and notes of criminal status that they may be breaking laws and all that kind of stuff. So they had a lot of investigation on this. And they submitted the papers to government, state, local, and federal. They said they got to be stopped because the veterans were afraid.
That's scary
so this
stuff.
Is crazy. It's everywhere. Oh, my God.
I know.
It is. So it is this patriotic front, this group, are they in all 50 states, or where did they originate, you know?
They said they're all over. They are criminal conspiracies, acts of terrorism, racketeering activities. They function to plan, train, and manufacture weapons for explicit purpose of engaging in acts of violence and harassment against minorities and the other enemies they got.
Oh, wow.
That's what they said. Yeah, this is scary. I never heard of these guys.
Yeah,
the GOP voted down recently that a white supremacist removal from the U.S. military. Now, why wouldn't you want that, you know, like removing all white supremacists from the U.S. military, you know, and people like the Patriotic Front, you know, are prime members of the U.S. military. You know, think about it. I mean, what they think and how they think, you know, it's just terrible for, you know, the organization, the U.S. military, you know. You know, we have Nazis currently in our U.S. military.
And these veterans know they're in there and they want them out. And they want to stop these guys. They're probably former military, I would assume. It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the straight guys want to get rid of these idiots out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And
Susie, they are called the Patriot Group International?
No.
Is that what they're
called? Patriot Front.
Patriot Front. Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
They're coordinating on local, state, and federal efforts. And that military veterans, you know, did an investigation, turned in this big report to the feds, the locals, and the state to bring them to trial for their criminal behavior and to disincentivize them from belonging to this group. Get the heck out.
This is the description. I just found it. It's Patriot Front is an American white nationalist and neo-fascist hate group, part of the broader alt-right movement. Their group split off from the neo-Nazi organization Vanguard America in the aftermath of the Unite the Right rally in 2017. Patriot Front Aesthetic combines traditional Americana with fascist symbolism. Pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. I just found it this afternoon, this evening, and I'm going, oh, my God, you guys are talking about QAnon. This is right up there with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Patriot Front were the same people in Idaho who put on masks and were in that U-Haul to try to disrupt what was happening. I think it was the 4th of July celebrations. And the gays were out there, everybody was out there celebrating, and they wanted to attack gays and minorities and what have you, you know. So I have a clip here of a mother of a Patriot Front member kicking him out of the house. This is courtesy of Inside Edition, and this is it.
31 accused neo-Nazis arrested outside a pride parade is getting some tough love from his mother. She says she's horrified that he's part of a far-right group, so she gave him an ultimatum. She said, get out of the group or get out of her house. She spoke with Stephen Fabian.
This woman is coming forward to fiercely denounce her own son, a member of the white nationalist group Patriot Front. 31 men were arrested last weekend, accused of plotting to cause chaos at a gay pride event in Idaho. When Karen Hamsden saw the shocking video of the men bunched together in a U-Haul, then taken into custody, she had a sinking feeling.
And I just knew when I saw that Jared was a part of it.
Even with their faces covered, she could identify her son. This photo left no question in her mind. She recognized the sunglasses.
I was able to spot him, even with the balaclava on his face. I knew it was him.
When the mugshots were released, sure enough, there he was, her 27-year-old son, Jared Michael Boyce. Karen Amsden was aware of his involvement with the hate group.
I just was flabbergasted and disappointed and couldn't believe that, you know, my child would believe this crap.
His arrest was the last straw. You gave him an ultimatum. What was it?
You need to make a choice. You need to choose between this group and their family. And he said, I can't quit them. And I said, well, then that's your choice. You need to pack your stuff and get out of my house.
Boyce, along with all the others, was released on bail, which was posted by a mysterious and unidentified benefactor. He's back home now, but mom says he's expected to leave in a few days. She says he's told her he won't participate in any Patriot Front events until then.
I think he will keep his word not to do anything with them while he's at my house. I think that as soon as he can get out of the house, he'll be right back in it with them.
Hampton got tearful, talking about Boyce's two young sons.
I feel very strongly that I need to be in my grandkids' lives. So kind of help guide them away from maybe some of this extremism that he brings into their life.
So there you go, there you have it. And I did some more digging, and the Patriot Front originated in North Texas. It's a hate group. And, of course, mm-hmm. Texas has to be involved, you know. You know, what would it be without Texas or Florida being involved in such crap?
Yep.
It is so scary mm-hmm. that it's so widespread, and they're out of their minds. They don't – where do they come up with this crap? Where, what alter universe that they live in? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't either. It's just –
I mean – I'm really afraid for the next election. I know that the Senate just passed something to keep from overturning the next election, and it passed.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that where is it? I wrote it down. You think I can find it? No. but they passed a bill to keep from overturning the next election, and it passed
mm-hmm.
the Senate, not the Senate, the reps, and
mm-hmm.
at least 7 Republicans voted for it. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
here it is. Yeah, it was. It passed today. Matter of fact, electoral referendum aim at shoring up the ambiguities and archaic language in the election certification. 229-203.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, most Republicans voted against it, that 203,
mm-hmm.
but 9 Republicans voted for it, so it passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll help
yes.
not get this, election overturned the next one. So that's a little
that's
bit of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my hope is I see these races tightening up, and I mean close, because I've been watching a few of them, few polls that have come out today that we'll talk about in a few minutes. But I truly believe that I keep saying this all the time, the anti-abortion issue, you know, that right there is going to bring out women in they're mad in a fury. I've talked to a few people this week, younger people, Generation Z people, and they are voting for the first time, and they're going to vote blue because they are against, they are pro-choice, and they find it appalling, just like the rest of us do. So I think there's a chance, but do I think that the Republicans, when they do lose, won't cry wolf or, trouble? Yes, I do think that they will try. Do I think they'll succeed? Probably not, but
I'm hoping.
Who am I to say? But who am
I'm
I
hoping.
To say? Who am I to say? Yeah.
One other
well, you know
thing
the thing
that
it is. Listen, there it is. But you know the thing is, people like Congresswoman Lisa McClain, that's in Michigan District 9, for example.
Yeah.
That race will be close, even though for the past 20-plus years it's been solid Republican.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Brian Jay has given her a run for her money.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she is one of the many Republicans who came out recently saying, oh, you know, if I lose, then it's a conspiracy and a stolen election from
yeah.
me. She's saying
yeah.
no, because – you know, further down when eventually, hopefully, Brian Jay does defeat
mm-hmm.
her and make history, you know, she's going to
mm-hmm.
say, oh, didn't I say that was going to happen? You know, so these Republicans going off the Trump model where, you know, for months before the election, you know, Trump said, oh, yeah, if he loses, it's because I stole it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, I'm allow people at the Patriot Front, QAnon, the Tea Party,
mm-hmm.
because, yes, they're still around. We can't allow these people, mm-hmm. which is like, you know, a little bit percentage of the people who are citizens and vote and everything. We cannot let them hijack
mm-hmm.
democracy. You know, we have to go out there, make sure we get souls to the poor, get people, mm-hmm. like old people and handicapped people to the poor, make sure, you know, the vote, you know, have bottled water ready so, you know, can vote and everything. Have a ride back and to and from the voting booth. If they don't vote absentee ballots, and if they do vote absentee ballots, make sure they send it off on time, or better yet, drop it off, because the mailing system is so damn slow because of this guy, the Jorn, who's in charge, you know, and, you know.
Question about.
Yeah. And those groups, like the Patriot Front, sorry, and QAnon, they want police for the elections, like how they have DeSantis set up in Florida, the police election force. You know, that's crying brown shirt Nazism, basically.
Exactly.
But I digress.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Intimidation.
Yep.
Well, you know, the thing is that to have a democracy, you have to keep fighting for it. You know, you cannot be afraid. And it's funny because, you know, these QAnon and these, you know, far right people and these gun activists and all of that, you know, they say, oh, we've got our guns, you know, we've got it. Well, do you think that Democrats don't have guns? I mean, really? I mean, that's the funny part about the whole thing, is that just because you're a Democrat, you don't have a gun. Excuse me, but Democrats do have guns. So, you know, it kind of makes you feel like, you know, they're just using this. It's a scare tactic as well. You know, something that you have to think about, oh, goodness, you know, what if there's going to be trouble at the polls? What am I going to do? No, if you really want to vote, you will vote. You will vote,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
how it'll be. I mean, and there should be, you know, and I am sure that there are going to be prepared at the polls, because, you know, I think that they know what could happen. And I really do think that they will be prepared. I mean, that is my hope. And logically, that's what I think they will do, is be prepared. I mean, the Secretary of State
mm-hmm.
here in Michigan, Benson, she is, I know she's totally prepared. So I think other
even in our little
here
town
well.
Up here, you know, because I did the polls the last couple elections. I mean, what we got to go through to make sure everything's perfect and check
mm-hmm.
upon check upon check. There's no way you could cheat.
Yep.
And they keep it safe. You know, they're really, really careful. And there's poll watchers that come in and look.
Yep.
But they weren't too bad. I mean, we're teeny,
mm-hmm.
so it, you know, it isn't as bad as
mm-hmm.
you big city people. But, you know, the other thing besides QAnon, you get the idiots like Lauren Boebert that keeps on saying,
oh.
it's the Christians. Did you hear her last thing? Version of Christian nationalism that demands the federal government be subordinate to the church.
Yeah, she's crazy.
I know.
Somewhere.
Rick Wilson, the news guy, said it that if she wants to have the church run the government, she should go to
mm-hmm.
Iran, because that's what they do there.
I know. She's,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was funny.
She's way out there. I mean, there's her and the other one, Marjorie Taylor Greene, needs to
Marjorie
be committed.
Taylor Greene.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be committed as well. So I try to ignore them as much as I can, because I think they are just mouthpieces and just want to cause disruption, and they really don't know how stupid they really look and are, and history will not be kind to them. That's for sure.
Yeah. Tudor Dixon is backing off on that. Before, like in May and June, she believed that the election was a fraud in 2020, and they said now she avoids the discussion of that topic entirely. She changes the subject. Because she knows it's getting close, and she's in deep doo-doo.
Well, she said it. I mean, you know, the thing is that we have technology now that,
I know.
You know,
everything's on videotape, which is a good thing.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. So, that speech by Trump, where they gave the Hitler-like salute, you know, do you notice the creepy music that was in the background? What was that about? You know, does he think he's in a movie or in some reality show? I just can't understand the thinking of this man, for real, you know?
He must do some kind of, like, he must do Adderall or an upper something to give him pep, or, you know, snort cocaine. I mean, how can you stand somewhere for 2 hours and just ramble on nonsense? Just nonsense.
It's all about him. He's on the stage, and everybody's looking at him, so he's got to pretend that it's all about him. It is. That's all he cares about, himself, you know. And I'm just so thrilled jumping up and down that New York is going to really give it to him with all the lawsuits against him, $250 million right off the bat. And then she's given all the information to the IRS and the feds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got Capone.
Yep, they'll get them. And, you know, I was reading this other article just to tell you how crazy he was while he was in office. And, you know, like I said before, you know, when we think back how lucky we were that, you know, we did not get attacked by a foreign country or have something horrible happen to this country because of this maniac. But one of the former officials that worked, his name for him, his name was Miles Taylor. And he said that Trump wanted criminals found at the border to be sent to Democrat-run cities. Taylor said Trump specifically wanted murderers and rapists to be identified and bussed out. And he said, Taylor said, it didn't take a lawyer to recognize that this would be very illegal to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Miles, the Department of Homeland Security's chief of staff during the Trump administration, said this week that former President Donald Trump once asked his team to find murderers, rapists, and criminals at the border to have them sent to Democrat-run cities. This is what we had running our country. I keep thinking how we were.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I read that.
Yeah. And, you know.
And I think, you know, on those papers at Mar-a-Lago, he knew exactly what was in there. I think he had them stashed in his desk in the White House. Because he could see, oh, I got this. Maybe Iran wants it, and they'll pay me something for it. Or Saudi Arabia. Or Russia. I want that Trump Tower in Moscow. And he's thinking of all these things. And he stashed important stuff that would be helpful for him.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think he knew. Not every damn thing, because he never read anything. But the things he thought that they told him that was important, secret information that, you know, he could sell. And I'm thinking he did, and he has them there for that reason, or he already did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, I want to focus now on the Attorney General lawsuit in New York. It seems like Trump is throwing other people under the bus because Letitia James, the Attorney General for New York State, she's trying to ban all Trump organizations within New York and found him $250 million because, for example, the properties had inflated values. So many examples of inflated. If the property was 30 square feet, he says, oh, it's 1,000 square feet. And you know, it's just an example, you know. And he's just such a liar. And now he's going to get caught. But he was in Ohio recently, and the guy JD, what's his name, Vance is
Vance.
Running.
Yeah,
listen to what he said.
JD is kissing my ass. He wants my support. So I think he's running JD on an I love Donald Trump policy. Yeah, he said some bad things about me, but that was before he knew me, and then he fell in love.
Then he fell in love.
Are we having a good time? It's a great day to have the president back in Ohio.
JP, right? JD Mandel.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, how can you take the support of a guy who said, oh, JD's literally kissing my ass? You have no pride, no dignity?
No. Can you imagine saying that on a stage? And he went there, to support JD Vance. And then he kicked him in the nuts. Let's just put it that way, because that's exactly what he did. The look on J.D. Vance's face was worth a million.
Yeah.
He deserved it, but it was precious.
Yeah. It was like, he looked like, what the hell did he just say? Oh, my God. I can't imagine how his heart just sunk into his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody gets thrown under the bus that has anything to do with them. I want to know what Weisenberg is saying to save his own butt, because Trump don't give a crap about him.
Oh, so Weisenberg, he is the financial, he's the accountant, right? Weisenberg?
Yeah, yeah. CFO, yeah.
Yep.
The CFO.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
How many
From
years?
From his father's time.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
You're talking about probably 50 years. I mean, who knows? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but he didn't, he didn't talk much. But now that this is going on, he might sing a different tune.
Sing like a canary.
I think he already did. That's why Letitia, in New York got to him, I mean, he's going to pay for not having a free car and free school for his kids, but jail time. He's an old man, so he don't want to be in jail. I'm sure he's still something. And like Cohen, his lawyer, he threw him under the bus for paying that girl that he slept with,
Yeah, Michael.
Stormer Daniels.
Yeah, Cohen, Michael Cohen.
He's the former fixer
for Donald Trump. Yeah.
They called him fixer. Yes, and he worked for him.
He throws everybody under the bus. So they're going to come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I kind of admire Michael Cohen, because I think that he kind of learned his lesson in a very difficult way. I read his book. It was really, really interesting. And Michael Cohen was a young man that idolized Donald Trump as a young man. And he was definitely under his spell for many, many, many years. And the things that Michael Cohen did for Donald Trump are unbelievable. The messes that he got him out of. And, for Donald Trump to throw Michael Cohen under the bus, I mean, that just tells you what kind of a non-human Trump is.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see if he throws his kids under the bus now, too.
He will. No doubt. He will. He will. He has no loyalty to anybody. Just to himself, because he thinks the world revolves around him, and he'll do anything to, escape jail time, which is inevitable. He has to serve jail time for what he did, So my last question before letting you go. QAnon is running in all levels of government, from school board upwards. What do you think will happen if these type of people get elected to like the school board and local levels, for like mayor or congressperson, what's your thoughts on it?
I think they're already there. They're messing with the school boards, throwing out books, telling, I mean, they don't teach sex to elementary school kids, but they say they do, like the Satan does. They don't teach that mm-hmm. stuff at school, but they
exactly.
exaggerate things. They want control of everything, the school, the libraries, you know, the local legislature. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary, mm-hmm. and it can't be real. That's why we have to go grassroots. You got to vote for the
mm-hmm.
locals and then the nationals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One straight ticket. Lori, what's your thoughts?
I think that people are aware now. Down here in, where I live in southeastern Michigan here, there are school board elections going on, and I think people are waking up and are aware of what's going on and who's who. And you have to do research on these people. You have to do research. And what I've noticed in the signs that are around here is that the far right, the far goofy, I don't know what to call them, the ones that are trying to infiltrate the school boards, they're running in a group now. And so they have all of their names on one sign. I have noticed that, which makes it a little bit easier to research them. So
mm-hmm.
that's the key. Research these people, ask questions, and I think people are kind of waking up to that. But is it too late? I don't know. But I hope that people really know how important it is to get the right people in school boards, because they can destroy, you know, they can make a lot of trouble for the teachers,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What happened to our world? I just don't understand this. I really
Trump
don't.
Happened. Trump
yeah.
happened to us.
And he's so stupid. I don't understand why people follow
mm-hmm.
him. He's a moron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Have a good evening.
Okay. You
all right,
too.
Susan, thank you so
calling.
Much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You
I'll
too.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so this next clip is about, you know, the familial defense where Trump threw other people on the bus, and a reporter asked Attorney General from New York about the inflation of property value for what Trump owns. And
mm-hmm.
here's how she answered.
Tell them
okay.
what they presumed it was true, or did they have hints that these things were not true, that they were being told? And what does it tell you about those institutions that they would take his word for?
So let me just say, with respect to Mazars indicated on the statement of financial condition that it did not certify and they did not audit these statements. That does not absolve Mr. Trump of submitting accurate information. Two, with respect to Cushman Wakefield, there is an ongoing investigation into Cushman Wakefield. And then lastly, with respect to Deutsche Bank, you were in conversations with Deutsche Bank. They have been cooperating with our office.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, from every front, Donald Trump is, you know, under pressure and under stress. And, you know, if he beats one rap, then the other rap will get him, tax evasion,
mm-hmm.
you know. So what's your thoughts on it? Tax evasion alone
yeah.
is 10 years in federal prison.
Yeah.
So the amount of
Absolutely.
Tax evasion from the mid-80s right till now, or even probably
mm-hmm.
in the 70s till now, I mean, just
oh.
add all that up. And there's no, there will be no well, plea deals. I hope that gets his ass.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and just like, you know, Susie that just hung up said, you know, they got Capone. You know, he,
mm-hmm.
I think he died in prison. So, you know, that's one thing you cannot escape from, especially if they have solid,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're
mm-hmm.
you're in trouble,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, yeah. I know if Nixon didn't bring open documents and he was in so much trouble with the Watergate hearing, he did an honorable
mm-hmm.
thing by resigning. I know
yep.
this idiot Trump wants to run for president again. You know,
yeah.
it's like he has no shame, yeah. no dignity, no self-respect. It's
well,
just about
you know,
him, the narcissistic
you know, David,
him.
The, you know, the thing about him running for president,
mm-hmm.
his way of telling, and this is not my perspective, it's his way of telling himself, you know, if I run for president again, you know, then I can get out of this mess because then I'm president and then I'm untouchable. Just like he thought he could declassify all those documents because he thought about it and he was president.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's in his mind. He really thinks that mm-hmm. he could run for president and get away with everything that he's done and call it a day.
Yeah.
That's what I honestly think he believes in his warped, sick mind.
Yes, ma'am. So this is Michael Cohen recently on MSNBC with Chris Hayes. And, you know, Michael was saying that Trump is blaming banks for not catching inflated valuations of his property. Play like a clip.
Well, through, as you said, the labyrinth of organizations. And so when they finally do it, did you know there is a toxin in the air around you that is linked to worsening eyesight?
Yeah, I'll go back to it 1 minute. Here it is.
Okay.
Of the IRS issues, the usage of these personal financial statements, and so on, each one of those carries responsibility, and in this case, a financial responsibility. And I believe it'll be somewhere in the ballpark of about $750
million. Yep, $750 million. So there's no way he can get out of it, you know? I mean, you know, and hopefully it will enter all Trump organizations within New York. Yeah, I can't forget the time when Eric Trump and Donald Trump stole money from a kid's charity for cancer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And even with that evidence, people still went out and voted for him in 2020. I mean, he has no heart. You know?
No.
There's nothing about him redeemable.
No, he has no heart or soul. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And, you know, with this QAnon thing that he had in the rally, I think this is like he's grabbing at straws. This is like his last resort to try to save himself. And he's instigating violence. If he's indicted by the DOJ and General Attorney General, you know, his supporters would, you know, shed blood on his behalf. No, that alone should disqualify him from running for president, and that should put him in prison because he's instigating violence. And the Constitution of the United States say anybody who does that not worth of political office and should go to prison. He's trying to blackmail the Attorney General into, like, scare him into thinking, oh, you know, and we should just leave him alone. You know, he's too big for the law, and nobody's above the law, and he's going to pay dearly for what he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it. I just, you know, it will be for this country a relief for millions and millions of people just to see that justice has prevailed. Because if justice does not prevail here, we will be in such a tailspin that who knows what the next person could do. And we can't not allow that at all. You know, at all. We just can't. So there's another thing that I, just to get off the subject for a minute, but the GOP leader, McCarthy, did you hear what happened to him?
I found this on Twitter.
So what he did was, he was on the webpage, the House GOP's website, and what he did was he put out the extreme MAGA commitment to America. But what he did was he forgot to scramble the password and and protect the website. So screenshots were taken. And so this is what's on there. The commitment is doubling down on the extreme MAGA agenda, criminalizing health care with a nationwide abortion ban, seniors Medicare, including repealing the lower drug prices for seniors in the IRA that the Inflation Reduction Act that the president just did, and also to attack our democracy. That is the House GOP's commitment of their agenda.
Wow.
Isn't that sick? And so this.
Unbelievable,
man.
Somebody
saw it and they screenshot it, and it's all over Twitter. I couldn't believe that when I read that today.
Ooh,
but thank,
wow.
Thank you. Who did that? I don't know, but whoever found that. That's your agenda. And
yes,
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah, and I hope that go around like wildfire and it goes viral so people can wake up and say what Republican Party stand for, what I plan to do, and how to destroy America. And we're halfway through the show now. I have 1 hour to go. We'd love some more calls. Give us a call. Don't be shy. We don't bite hard. 515-605-9802. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Yes, so one more thing before we get back to the topic. Joan Jett is 64 years old today. That's the singer, Joan Jett. I don't remember which group she was part of, but... I don't, but yeah, she's 64 years old today. Yeah, so happy birthday, Joan Jett.
Perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and Jessica, we know you're listening. Call in. Tell us what you think, man, about QAnon and whoever else. These crazy people.
Yes,
don't be shy.
She's
no reason to be shy.
Now, oh, my, Jenny Thomas, do you know that she's going to testify? And there is a text message that was received by Mark from her. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so this is Jenny Thomas, and sent to Mark Meadows. Biden found co-conspirators, elected officials, bureaucrats, social media censorship managers, fake stream media reporters, etc., are being arrested and detained for ballot fraud right now and over coming days, and will be living in barges at Gitmo to face military tribunals for sedition. Is she off the rails or what?
Yeah, she is. She's one of them who thinks she's above the law, you know?
Yes, she does.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see her testimony. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen listening, 28th is the new testimony. This is the ninth testimony for the January 6th committee. It's going to be during the day or early evening. So if you can, just check it out and everything, because some new allegations may come out and some things are coming to light, what happened and transpired on that day, and how Trump and Mark Meadows and Jenna Thomas and the whole slew of them were part of, you know, what happened, what transpired on Capitol Hill, where people were shitting on the floor and pissing on, you know, Congress people's desk and stealing computers.
Yeah.
It's all going to come out. And if you... who vote Republican is a Trumpster and still want to vote Republican, then there's no hope for you, because, you know, you want to give him the authority and the power to be a dictator. You know, just be careful what you wish for, because the people in Nazi Germany learned a hard lesson. The people in fascist Italy learned a lesson. Franco in Spain learned a harsh lesson. The Spanish Civil War. Killed thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. So if you want to come, you want that to come to America, then, you know, you walk alone. We on the show not to walk with you. We don't tolerate that slackness. We're for democracy and defending democracy and this is what America is built on, democracy and freedom. Believe what you want to believe, but you walk alone.
You know, and I've talked about this before, you know, my mom came from, you know, came from Italy, and World War II, you know, the fascist Germans, you know, were going house to house, and they just took over their homes, you know, and they said, we're going to stay here, and you're going to cook for us, and, you know, this and that. I mean, she, you know, came to America, of course, became a citizen and built a life here. But the thing is that she never, ever forgot that. That stayed with her whole life, and she spoke about that many times. It was something that scared her to death, and she was so afraid of fascism. And people need to go back into history and to look at that and to learn and to understand what fascism is, because, you know, it is taken away. You think your freedoms are taken away as a democracy? You've got it backwards. It's not true.
Yes, man. So I'm going to play a clip now, a four-minute clip, and it breaks down the latest development in the Trump investigations. This is from ABC News, and here it
is.
For former President Trump in court. The Department of Justice getting a go-ahead from an appeals court to use the documents seized from Mar-a-Lago in its criminal probe without having to submit them to a special master. Meanwhile, New York's Attorney General suing former President Trump, his three oldest children, and his business, claiming Trump lied about his net worth, inflating it by billions of dollars in order to cheat lenders. Now Mr. Trump is firing back, calling it a politically motivated witch hunt. ABC News investigative reporter Catherine Falders with me now, along with Law and Crime Network host and legal analyst Terry Austin. Glad to have you both here. Catherine, I'd like to start with you and this appeals court ruling that the Justice Department no longer says has to go through the special master. How significant is that decision?
Well, look, it's significant in that DOJ doesn't have to submit these documents marked as classified to Special Master Deary for his review. It means the criminal investigation is back in full swing, essentially. Now, Deary, his review could move a lot quicker because he doesn't have to review these documents. It's worth pointing out, this is a stunning rebuke of District Judge Aileen Cannon's ruling here. She's a Trump appointee on this panel of three judges, two Trump appointees, one Obama appointee. They essentially rebuked her ruling, saying that she erred, for example. They also say that Trump's legal team hasn't presented any need to know over these classified documents. They've never said why they need them, and his legal team has never argued in court that these documents are declassified. It's important also, though, to point out here that this panel says that even if they were declassified, that's a bit beside the point here. It doesn't explain why the former president has a personal interest in these government documents. We'll see what happens next here. But again, it means that the investigation after this order, the criminal investigation, is now back in full swing. They don't have to turn over these classified documents to the special master.
Okay, Catherine, thank you for that. Stand by. Terry, bringing you in, what does this mean for the Trump legal team? What do you expect them to do next?
Well, it's a big loss for their legal team. I think that they are going to try to appeal it. They can only go to the Supreme Court after this, and the appellate court has said, no, you don't have to halt on this review of these documents. You can move forward. And the Trump team is not going to be happy with that decision. They want to stall. This is part of the way they look at cases and strategize, and this was a move that they thought they could win, and if he pursues it further, which he probably will just to buy some more time, it could go up to the Supreme Court. They could say, no, I don't don't want to look at this. But I think his team is looking at this as though it's a big loss. They were hoping that with the appointment of a special master, they could slow down the review. But this means really that it's going to proceed forward, and it should go forward. We should get answers to these questions as to why these documents were brought to Mar-a-Lago in the first place, because they are classified and should not be there.
Okay, Terry, thanks for that. Catherine, I want to move on, if you don't mind, to the new civil lawsuit. The New York Attorney General is filing, so seeking $250 million in penalties. What is Trump accused of here?
Yeah, so the AG is accusing Trump of lying about his net worth by billions of dollars to get more favorable terms on interest rates, on loans from the banks. He's accusing Trump, three adult children, two executives with the Trump Organization, of essentially falsifying his financial statements here. She says she found they found over 200 instances and examples of where they did this. She mentions that there's at least 23 of Trump's assets. Most of his properties, ranging from his golf courses to his apartment in Trump Tower to Mar-a-Lago, for example, that has all been significantly inflated on those financial statements. One example, I know we've been talking about Mar-a-Lago a lot, that's been in the news. She says that they found that they valued that at 10 times what they believe is the actual value of the property.
Yeah, 10 times is a lot. It's a big difference. Catherine Falders, Terry Austin, thank you very much.
Yep. So he's screwed every which way you look, no matter how you dissect it. The chicken coming home to roost, Donald Trump is screwed.
Yep. I think so, too. Mm-hmm. Do I think that they're going to appeal it? Yes, I do. And just like she said, to buy more time. That's what this whole was to begin with, as far as I was concerned, that they were just throwing a monkey wrench in this so that they could buy time. But that special master, boy, he moved quickly, didn't he? And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, there's so much for him to look through. This is going to take forever, months. I was thinking months. I really was thinking months. So this is the best news of the day. It really is.
Indeed. Yes, it is. Yeah. And the original topic of QAnon, you know, where did it come from? You know, and where will it, you know, direct America if they're successful in running for different offices? You know, we're jumping on this rabbit hole, and it's only fair that the people who are listening, who not familiar with QAnon, know exactly what they stand for and how they came about. So, you know, to ensure the safeguards of a robust, election, the integrity of the election results, you know, we need to stop people like QAnon and the Patriot Front and other organizations of that ilk to, like, infiltrate the political system and not to intimidate people when they go to vote. And Vice News did a piece on them that I want to share with the listeners. And here it is.
If you hadn't heard of QAnon before the pro-Trump insurrection, you definitely have by now.
Biden's not going to do jack shit because Biden's not getting an office.
The Internet's fringiest fringe conspiracy, that elite liberals are running a satanic pedophile ring, has managed to make its way into the center of the national conversation.
Yeah, okay, we'll come back to this because we have a new call coming on. It is from Michigan, I think. Jessica is on the line. Jessica, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I did it. Yay, I grew a pair. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know.
So what's your thoughts
everybody's
on QAnon?
Everybody's just crazy. QAnon is insane.
Yeah.
They need to have their brains dissected to see how they actually work, what's missing. Because there's a lot missing. Yeah. And as for Trump and his family, they really should go to prison. All of them.
They're
nothing but liars. They're very conceited, especially Tangerine. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. But, yeah. I think I was lagging on my internet, so I don't know exactly where y'all left off. My internet is bad. but yeah.
That's okay.
So,
but, you know, basically, Susie before spoke about the Patriots. The Patriots.
Yeah, they're a neo-Nazi group. They've been causing a lot of problems, and they're giving Patriots a bad rap because a true patriot fights for our country. They're not neo-Nazis, you know. I have friends and family that are Patriots. That is not what they are. They might not agree politically, you know, whatever, but, you know, they're not that way. I know for a fact. So,
yeah, they
And that those people should all be put away in a cell with Trump. Just cram them all in there together and lock the door forever. That's just wrong. I don't agree with it.
It's a straight jacket on them.
Don't
allow them to run for political office because they'll just destroy this country even more. It's sad. And you know what's really
sad? They could be used as scientific guinea pigs.
Right? What's
they could
really
find cures for things by using them.
Right. Well, that's like a bit extreme. But the thing is, in Texas and Florida, prime example, they're trying to change the books and ban books and,
that's
you know,
wrong.
Try to, like, change the narrative, like the ban books like To Kill a Mockingbird and, you know, other books. Catch
that's
and the
excellent
Rye.
Literature. That's sad. You cannot, I mean, if you want to ban books, then turn to the Bible or something because that's all man-made and everybody believes it, you know. These are fictional characters and things and, you know, that's, no.
And then they're trying to change the history books saying that, you know, slavery, you know, the black people came as guests, you know, voluntarily. I mean, what kind of crap is that?
That's why they had shackles.
Right?
My God. Yeah, no.
Better
or
rock, better win in Texas.
History repeats itself, as they say, and you can't change it. You can't rewrite it. What was the past is the past. You got to look forward to the future, you know, and try to make better, but nobody seems to be wanting to do that. I don't know.
Well, not from Florida or Texas, you know. I know Arizona going on craziness. You know, the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee withdrew money from their candidate that's challenging Mark Kelly because his website was scrubbed. He's 100% for, you know, and being anti-abortion, and he lied basically on national TV saying that, he didn't really say that, but people screenshot it, and, you know, it said that even in the cases of women being raped or molested, then they should have the baby because it's God will. I mean, how dare he? You know,
is he
going
to be a dad to all of them when the women don't want them, you know?
Exactly. That child wasn't created out of love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You look at that child and say, oh, geez, it wasn't out of love that child was created, you know?
Yeah.
My father
if a woman can handle that, kudos to them. But, I mean, for me personally, I couldn't. There's no way. I couldn't do it because that's what I would be reminded of all the time, and I
you
couldn't do it.
Your whole life. And not only that, child will grow up to ask, you know, who is my father? And then what do you say?
Exactly.
What do you
say? I go through that with my daughter, and she wasn't created out of anything bad, but her father unfortunately was a dick and ran away, so whatever. But it is what it is. So and I wouldn't trade my baby for anybody or anything. She's my everything. So but if it was otherwise, I don't think I could do it. There's no way.
Yeah.
So,
and that would be unfair to the child growing up because they didn't choose to be here, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you so much, Jessica, for calling in.
No problem. You guys have a great night.
All right.
I'll try to be gutsy again next week, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Yes, man. So that was Jessica in Michigan. And we have a call from Minnesota. First time Minnesota call up.
Okay.
Hello, Minnesota. What's cooking tonight? What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening, guys. Thank you for taking my call. How are you guys doing?
Yes. Hi.
Excellent. Good.
I'm good. My name is Mike. I wanted to talk about, like, yes, ma'am. I'm an immigrant to America, so I'm sort of seeing American culture from the outside, sort of an outside perspective. But one thing I noticed is, like, with the whole LGBT agenda and, like, what they're able to do, it's weird to me because I have children in school, and this has, like, been a big issue the last year or two in America especially.
Yeah.
But isn't it kind of strange how, because you remember when they removed prayer and the teaching of the Bible in school back in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
In America. Mm. And if you remember, the argument that they used was that we shouldn't teach these things because there may be children in the class that don't believe in Christianity, don't believe in the Bible. Therefore, it's wrong to impose on them something they don't believe in, right? Which, at the time in America, America was like a 90% Christian country at that time.
Right.
And then you fast forward to today, and it's like all of a sudden it's a new set of rules where now it's okay for the LGBT agenda to be taught to children who come from views and families that don't agree with it, and they have to be taught. And if you disagree with it, now you're a bigot or of some kind. And I just don't understand why there's a double standard.
Now, are you saying that they are teaching that in schools about the LGBTQ? You're saying that's part of the curriculum?
100%. This is something I personally dealt with. I'm a parent right now, and this has actually become a big issue. You know, a lot of school board meetings. You can go online and check it out, but there's been a lot of confrontation with parents.
So what you're trying to tell me is that teachers are actually teaching about LGBTQ in class.
Yeah.
There's class on it. There are notes taken. I find this hard to believe. I
know it's hard, but it's a fact.
The reason I say that is because I have a daughter that's a teacher, number one, and I know quite a few teachers through her, and that is not in her curriculum at all in her school district. No way is it in her school district. Now, there are kids that go to school, that go to, you know, middle school, high school, that are, you know, LGBTQ, or they're going through their transition or whatever they are. But the teachers are not teaching that in their curriculum. That is not, a curriculum is done, you know, before the school year. And it is a very rigid curriculum. I really find that hard to believe that it's in the curriculum. It's a different story. I went through all that with my son
for
many years. Yes? Go ahead. I want to learn about it. I want to learn about that.
During that time.
I'm sorry?
Children will learn from.
Children will learn
when a lot
from.
Of,
you're breaking up.
For some reason, Mike, you're chipping in and out, you know, getting pieces of what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
I'm not hearing you.
Is it better now? Is it starting to clear?
It's better. Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to understand, because a curriculum is something that is like, it is what the students have to learn, like their English, their reading, their science, their projects. And it is a core curriculum. And they have to go through those steps in order to get through the grade. And I highly doubt that that is being taught in school.
Let me just walk you through how this came about. Because this all started about in the last 2 years, okay? So it all started with the pandemic. So you remember during the pandemic, a lot of children were learning for at home, right? They were doing virtual classes for at home.
Yeah.
And during that time, a lot of parents were with their children while they were in class, or while they were seeing what they were being taught. And all of a sudden, a lot of parents became alarmed when they saw that their children were given assignments and books that had sexually graphic material that were showing them how to homosexual sexual activities. And this started the whole thing. Then what it led to were parents coming to school board meetings and confronting the school board saying, why are these materials and these things being taught to our children, especially young children? Remember? And so that's when, if you remember about a year ago, remember there was a big thing in the news about parents confronting school board members, and it was a big deal. And that's what led to Ron DeSantis in Florida passing that law, which was called the Don't Say Gay Bill, which was saying that you cannot teach children up to third grade about LGBT matters. This is where this whole thing kicked off from. So this is a real issue. This is something that's been massive, and you can look it up. You can look up all the parents, parents coming to school board meetings, showing the material, showing the book, showing the picture, showing what their children are being exposed to. I mean, I'm talking about images where they have literally animated, like, these are like cartoon pictures of two homosexual men engaging in oral sex, anal sex.
Oh, no.
Showing how to engage in it. These are real. I'm not making this up.
No.
You can look it up. No, ma'am. These are real. Oh, okay. You don't believe me?
No. No. I'm sorry.
Wow. Why not? Why would I lie about that?
Because.
It's demonstrably fact. You can look it up for yourself. It's a fact. I'm not making this up.
Have you? Okay, you have children in school. You said, right? What grades are they in?
Yes, ma'am.
What grade?
My son is in fourth, going on to fifth. My daughter is in second grade.
Now, have you gone into the? I'm going to ask. So, have you gone into the classroom? Have you sat in the classroom? Have you listened to the teacher? You in a public school, you are allowed to go into the classroom, and you can sit there for that hour or 2 hours, and you can ask the teacher what lessons she's going to go through, and you have that right. Have you ever done that?
Ma'am.
Have you ever done
that? I didn't go to their class. I was aware of the materials during the pandemic when my children were doing virtual classes, and they were learning at home, and I got to see the material. I got to see what the teachers were teaching. And I'm telling you, ma'am, this is a real thing. And I'm not making this up. You can go online right now. You can go and look up on YouTube parents at school board meetings confronting administrators with the material, with the outline, with the curriculum, and asking them who okayed this, how did this come about. These are real things. This is a massive thing all around the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take my word for it. You can look up the school board meetings yourself, and you'll see it. And you'll be shocked with the material that our children are being exposed to. I could not believe it. It's so over the top. It's unbelievable. And it doesn't end there. It also goes to the issue of gender fluidity. They are actually teaching children this concept of gender fluidity to young impressionable children that they can question their gender, they can have their preferred pronouns, that a concept even that a boy can become a girl or a girl can become a boy, as if it's real. They actually teach this to children. I mean, it's insane. Like,
it is real.
Wait, hold on. You think that a man can become a woman?
Coming in. No, well, you know, I mean, that's their truth, living their truth. You get what I'm saying? It's not for us to judge.
I'm talking about biology.
Uh-huh. No, but if a person
I'm not talking about how you feel. Like, if you feel that way as an adult, that's your freedom. You can do whatever you like. But when you teach young children in a classroom, having a person of authority, teaching is it as if it's a it's not a biological fact. It's just a mental.
Mike, nobody's teaching.
You can't
teaching.
Biologically
nobody's
become a man
that.
Or a woman.
No.
No.
Yeah, Lynn,
are you telling
come on
me that,
in, Lynn.
That gender fluidity is not being taught in schools today? You really believe that? Do you have children?
In high school and college, if you feel differently, you have a right to live your
ma'am,
life.
It's being
how
taught
you
in
feel.
Elementary. It's being
it
taught
is
to
not.
First graders.
My sister's
yes,
a teacher.
Is.
My sister's a teaching mentor.
In what state?
She's a PhD.
What state?
In New Mexico.
Okay, that's different. I'm talking about in California. I'm talking about in New York.
I went to school in California. I lived in California for 28 years. I don't believe
well,
for a second
ma'am, how,
that that's being taught in elementary school.
That?
It isn't even. They don't even teach you about getting your period until in fifth and
ma'am,
sixth
you,
grade
you,
because
you're
going
not
to be
aware
getting
of what's
your period.
Going on.
Oh, yes, I am.
You're not aware of what's going on. No, you're not.
What year did you attend school
in California?
Catcher in the Rye.
Hold on.
It's going to make somebody gay. Acknowledging
that people are
different than
you. We're not talking about Catcher in
the
Rye, man. We're talking about graphic material.
Well, that's what's being banned. No.
No, I'm talking about graphic sexual material.
Don't believe it for an instant. They're getting that from their dad's Playboy at home, maybe, but they're sure as hell not getting it in school.
When you say you don't believe it, what evidence do you have to say that I'm wrong? What evidence do you have to say that I'm wrong, other than the way you feel?
Well, I have three grandchildren in school who are going to school at public school, and none of that's happening for them.
Okay.
Absolutely
I have the books. I have the curriculum. And I told you, I have an objective source where you can look
Give me the name of one book being taught in elementary school that has graphic sexual material. Give me the name of one book. I will look it up, and then I will apologize to you. But in the meantime, I think you're incredibly full of shit.
I understand, because I'm assuming you're a liberal, right? You're a leftist?
Oh, I'm a Democrat. And a person who believes in the Constitution of the United States of America, and I think that the Republicans attempting to say it's all their way and that the rest of us are wrong, and that makes us un-American, does not, because you copped over the flag.
I'm not a Republican.
I'm
not a Democrat. I'm an independent, and I'm an immigrant to this country, and I don't play these Democrat-Republican team games. I'm called what
I see.
Well,
they're not games. They are what they are. And
no, it
you
is
are
games.
People
in this country, man, people in this country decide if you're either Team Democrat or Team Republican, you turn a blind eye to your side and you always judge the other side. That's what both sides do. That's why I'm an independent, because when you don't play Team Republican or Team Democrat.
I was an independent for many years, except I couldn't vote in a primary, so I changed it to Democrat, because they care about other people. The Republican motto is, if it doesn't hurt me, I don't give a shit about it. Democrats go, that should happen to no one, not me, and we should stop them all the time. Yeah,
both
name
sides
one good thing
bad.
About
That's
the Republican agenda right now. Tell me one good thing about the Republican
agenda.
Clearly,
they have better economic policy.
Look at history. Every single time there's been a Republican in there, the Democrats have to come in afterwards. The national debt has gone haywire. Look at what happened after Bush got
What metrics are you looking at when you judge an economy?
Than simply looking at who owns stocks. Most of us don't.
Okay, let's look
but
at what about
job,
GDP?
Everybody hold on.
Hello. Stop one second.
Yes, Laura,
sir,
go ahead.
I want to ask you something. You called for a reason, okay? Now, you told me that you have children in school, fourth grade and what? What grade?
Second grade and fifth grade.
Second grade and fifth grade. Okay. Now, you said you have the names of the book. Is that what you said?
Yes, I have
the
materials
the
at my home. I don't have the names of the books with me right now, but I have them at my house right now. I'm on the road.
Okay.
But you can look it up right now. You guys can fact check online right now. Rather than debating, let's just look it up
what
right
I
now.
Want.
You can
no,
fact
no.
check me.
Stop. What I would like, you can send, or actually you can message me however you want to do it. I want to know the main materials that you were talking about. So you said they were books. I would like to see the names of those books, and I am going to research it, because I find this incredibly hard to believe, and I've been paying attention to a lot of things, and that is something that I'm sorry, sir, but I think you are being misled, and maybe it's not your fault, but this is not what the public schools do. I mean, I have had much experience with public schools in my life, and this is not how they government help pay for, our taxes pay for it. This is not, you know.
I can give you two of the names right now.
I would love
if you're ready. Okay, so the first one is
Go ahead.
Okay, you can look it up. The first one's called Gender Queer. The second one's called Lawn Boy. Now, I
Hold
want you
on,
to
one
look
second.
These up.
One minute. I'm writing them down. I'm writing them down because I want to. And who published these books?
Okay, you want me to give the author's name?
Where did they come from?
Okay, so Gender Queer was written by the author Maya. I can't pronounce the last name. It's Kobabe. It's K-O-B-A-B-E. If you want to write that down.
Hold on a second.
You can look
Her
it up.
Her name is Maya, M-I-A.
Yeah, Maya. It's M-A-I-A.
Okay, and what is the last name?
Her last name is spelled K-O-B-A-B-E.
K-O-B-A-B-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's the author of the book Gender Queer. Okay, now the second book is called Lawn Boy, and that one is written by Jonathan Vison. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but his last name is spelled E-V-I-S-O-N.
One second. And this is called Lawn Boy, you said? Okay.
Yeah, Lawn Boy.
My God.
So these,
okay.
Now when you get a chance, you can look it up. You can look it up right now. Anyone listening, I recommend looking it up. Look at what's in those books.
Okay, one second. I want his first and last name, Lawn Boy.
Okay, his first name is Jonathan.
Okay.
Last name is Devison, E-V-I-S-O-N.
E-B, like boy?
No, V as in Victor.
Victor, like, yep.
Oh, okay.
E-V-I-S-O-N, Jonathan.
Okay, I've got it.
Everson.
Yep, I've got it.
Okay.
Yep, okay. Mm-hmm. I am going to look those up. I appreciate that information. And you said you're from the state of what, Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm from Minnesota.
You're from Minnesota.
And if you know the politics of Minnesota, Minnesota has a very progressive, when it comes to our education system, especially in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
It's similar to
California
and New York.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
No, it is. Minneapolis is the San Francisco of the Midwest. I can tell you that as a fact. Politically, it absolutely is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so politically, you're saying that Gender Queer and Lawn Boy, would you say that is more leftist? Is that what you're saying?
From my observation, it's the political left in America that has aggressively pushed the LGBT agenda, in my opinion. I don't see Republicans pushing it like that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You let me know. Do Republicans push the LGBT agenda?
There's no real agenda.
But there's no agenda. It's just people trying to live their lives and be who they are,
That's the problem. There is no
agenda. No. We're not talking about you living your life. Like if you want to practice whatever lifestyle, that's your freedom as an American. I'm talking about when it's being taught to children in government schools. That's an agenda. That's propaganda. That's indoctrination.
It is not a government school, first of all. It is a public school paid by taxpayers that is run by a state, that is run by a board.
It's run by the government. That's the same thing. It's no different. You're just being, that's just a technicality.
And it's run by unions as well. So
that's a great point. The teacher unions are completely on board with the LGBT agenda as well.
No. I'm sorry, but they're not. But you can.
Oh, they're not. Let me ask you this question, ma'am. When the bill in Florida was being passed, remember the Don't Say Gay bill that they call it? Why was there such opposition to that bill when that bill was specifically targeting not allowing children from kindergarten to third grade to be taught to homosexuality?
Excuse me. It takes away your First Amendment rights. If you cannot say, don't say gay, that takes away your First Amendment rights. I'm sorry.
That's not what the bill does. The bill doesn't say anything about saying gay.
Yes,
okay, so ma'am, tell me, what was the bill about? What was the bill about?
I don't care what the bill was about. The bill was wrong because, I am sorry, you can say don't say gay anytime you want. I mean, you can talk just like I'm talking to you. You can talk to me. You're not going to tell me that I cannot say the word gay in a school or any place else.
I'm sorry.
That's not what that bill does. The bill is about stopping children from kindergarten to third grade to be taught homosexuality and transgenderism. That's what the bill was about.
But you have to understand that that's not happening. So if
it's not happening, why was there opposition to a bill stopping it from happening if it's not happening? Come on now. You got to be reasonable here.
I am very reasonable.
Okay. So you're telling me that homosexuality and transgenderism was not being taught to children in kindergarten through third grade. You're telling me that did not happen.
So why were people so against
the bill then?
Because Ron DeSantis is a crazy man. The problem.
No, that's
is
not right. what it is.
And we won't get into that.
It's because they wanted the LGBT agenda to be taught without any resistance whatsoever.
Absolutely
yes, they did.
Not. They want to learn. No. No, I'm sorry. But I will look up these books. I will look them up. I have written down the names. I have written down the authors. I will do my research. And if you want to call back next week, I will have an answer for you. Because I find this to be appalling, what you're saying. It's not true. And it's,
I agree. The fact that homosexuality and transgenderism was being taught is appalling. I agree.
My daughter goes into the classroom and teaches that kind of stuff, which she does not. It is not part of her curriculum.
I didn't say every teacher does. I didn't say every curriculum does.
No.
I'm telling you that it's happening. And for you to say that it's not without evidence to show otherwise, then you're just giving your opinion.
Well, I think we'll find some evidence that it's not because I think you're wrong.
What's your evidence to show that I'm wrong? Can you give me one piece of evidence to show that homosexuality and transgenderism is not being taught in public schools right now in America?
I looked up one piece of evidence.
I just looked up genderqueer. It's a memoir of a woman who is gay. And she wrote about how she was treated all through school and how she became that. Now, if somebody who is gay is at school and having problems, it's possible that a teacher somewhere mentioned this book and suggested that they read it to see how this person dealt with it. It is not a textbook. It's a memoir. And I doubt that it's being taught to second and fifth graders. It might be something that's dealt with in high school, as well it should be, because gay people exist. And as a rule, they've been beat up.
It came out. Were gay kids beaten and assaulted, or
were they taught to be treated like normal human beings who happen to be attracted to someone of the same sex?
She said it should be your business.
No, that's not what I said. You're putting words in my mouth. What I said was there are people who are gay who have problems in school with people like you who think it should not exist. We're going to pretend it doesn't. And heaven forbid that if you say you're gay around my children, it'll magically turn them gay. It doesn't.
If the standard in America was that you have to treat people with respect, even if they're different from you. I'm saying we have to have an equal standard. We can't have a double standard in America.
Do you mean the way men are treated better than women? That's the double standard?
I'm not talking about that double standard. I'm talking about in the 1960s in America, they removed school prayer and the teaching of the Bible because they said it was not right.
Because this country was not formed as a Christian country.
Let me just finish my point, then you can respond.
There was no prayer. I went to school in the 50s, and there is no prayer. We said the Pledge of Allegiance. It has been illegal all along. There is no prayer in school.
You can pray in your head anytime you want.
Anybody can, whether you're praying to God or Muhammad or Jesus or Buddha or whomever.
It was settled in the Supreme Court. You can look up the case. It was handled in the Supreme Court. The decision was made that school prayer.
Yes, that forcing
argument
kids
to, hold
to
on, let me just finish
in
the point,
the
ma'am.
The school prayer of the teacher is wrong, and it
hey,
should
now
be.
Let me finish the point as to the argument as to why. The argument was we cannot do that because there are going to be children in the school who are not Christians, who don't believe in the Bible, who don't believe in God,
right.
And it's not right. Uh-huh. And it's not right to teach them something that them and their families do not agree with. And that was the fundamental argument of that case, which is valid.
Right.
Now I'm saying if that's the argument, let's apply it when it comes to LGBT issues, because there's a lot of children
LGBT
and a lot of families who do not agree with it.
And you do not get to decide whether or not you agree with someone else's beliefs. It is doing
no, no, no.
the same
it's,
exact
it's
thing.
About, it's about you
it
teaching. It's about you imposing it on other people.
You don't exist.
No, that's not the argument I'm saying. I'm saying it's not right for you to be able to impose your views on other people.
You're twisting it around to say that we're going to just pretend these people are just like us, and we're not going to acknowledge that they have a problem, and we're going to let it be okay for
that's
them to
not,
be bullied and called fags
mouth. I
and
never
queers
said that.
And beat up.
I never
football.
Said any of that.
See, well,
yeah, you're putting words in my mouth now.
Try
I never,
to
I never
deal
said
with
that.
Reality.
I'm
I
saying
a lot
that
of good
if, friends if,
who
if,
are
you
gay,
can't,
and
you
they were treated like shit in school.
And that's wrong. I don't believe that homosexuals should be treated bad.
We're not imposing gay people on others. We're just saying
yes,
they
you
exist
are. When,
and they
when
have
you
the right to be respected like anyone.
No, when you teach that homosexuality is normal and it's morally acceptable and that transgenderism is normal,
is.
That's imposing
for
a set
that
of views.
Person.
That's your belief. That's my point.
Yeah.
That's your belief. If I don't
believe
that,
of
is
the
it okay
who
for
are.
Is it
And
is
your
it okay for you?
Is wrong, and your kids should never know that there are gay people.
No,
you
no, no, no. That's not my point.
Is,
my question. I never said that my children shouldn't know there's gay people. If I don't believe that it's okay, is it okay for you to teach my children that it's acceptable?
One moment. I have
Why
a
not?
Question for you, sir. Sir, I have a question for you.
Echo.
What if one of your children decides that they're gay? What would you do? Honestly,
I would tell them it's wrong, like I would in any of the other behavior they do that's wrong. The point I'm trying to make is this, ma'am. Let me just make the point. I'll be done. Because you put words in my mouth.
Hold on.
One moment. I just want to ask this question. If your son or your daughter came to you when they were a little bit older, and they said, "Dad, I'm gay," or "Dad, I'm lesbian," what would you do? I mean, honestly,
okay, before I answer that question, let me clarify my position, because you misrepresented me several times and you put words in my mouth over and over again, which I don't think is fair.
Like you do to us.
I didn't do that to you guys.
Yes, you
I responded
did.
To whatever you
certainly
told me.
Did.
Okay, give me one example of me putting words in your mouth at any point.
When I said that if a teacher had a kid who was struggling in school because he was gay and was being treated poorly, may decide to say, "You might want to read this book from another person in your situation." You said that that meant I was saying that they should teach people how to be homosexual. That's not
no, no,
at
I
all.
Didn't.
It's
if,
saying
if,
that
if you
are.
Go, if you go back and show again, you this is your
sir.
Exact quote you said. You said, this is what you said, this is what I responded to. Your quote was, if it is taught, it's only taught in high school and as it should be taught. That's what you said. And I responded to
no,
that statement when I said.
No, I didn't say that at all.
You did say
I
that.
Said
I
it
promise
might
you,
be
if you go back
about.
And listen to the recording of this
okay,
show,
you
will really hear
saying.
That you said that.
No, I did not say it. You should
disagree.
Be taught.
Can we please
to be
no,
gay?
No.
You can't teach then, someone
okay.
to be gay. They are or they aren't.
I never said to teach someone that they're gay. I never said that. The issue we're talking
he
about here, let me be clear.
Did.
No, I'm going to make my statement clear.
I'm
my,
saying
my
that they are
clear.
Not teaching
I'm not going
to be elementary school kids
you,
to be
sir,
gay.
I want to
first off,
to
I'm not making that statement. I'm not saying that. I'm saying what they're teaching is they're teaching that homosexuality is morally acceptable and that transgenderism is normal. That, okay,
so
now there you go. Now, that's
person?
Your belief. Ma'am,
wait
listen, Chris, that's your belief. That's not my belief. Okay, so is it fair for you? Is
them
it okay?
That their classmates are abnormal and go ahead and hurt them?
go ahead and
No. Ma'am, listen. if you believe, for example, I'm a Christian, right? I don't believe it's my right to have my belief taught to your children at government at taxpayer expense.
No,
the same way, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right.
My children, any more than I have the right to believe that my.
I just said that.
But your Christianity crap does. It says, "Oh, God says it's wrong, so it must be wrong." God didn't say shit.
You didn't hear, ma'am. You didn't hear what I just said to you. I said,
I don't believe
it's right. Ma'am, I just said, I don't believe it's right to have my Christian beliefs talk to your children and
that's what you're talking about.
I don't believe that's right.
That's what the whole conversation has been about. How dare these people even suggest that being gay is normal? It is normal.
You're missing my point, ma'am. You're missing the point I'm saying.
Point.
That's not my point.
Okay.
If it's not right for my beliefs to be taught at taxpayer expense, why is it okay for your beliefs to be taught to my children at taxpayer expense? That's a double standard. You get it? You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Of course you don't, because you're not reasonable. That's why. You can't see that. That's an obvious, that's a logical point.
So we just pretend
how do you
no
not understand
one's gay
that?
And let the kids get hurt.
No. I'm talking about if you're
that's
saying that the rules are
kids.
If the rules in America are
we're not gonna
impose people's beliefs. Okay, can I speak to the gentleman? I think he knows what I'm saying.
Stop now. This is out of control. Nothing has been solved. I asked a simple question. I cannot get it answered. And all I hear is screaming and yelling back and forth. And
ma'am, I made a simple point, and I was told that that's not reasonable.
Hold on one
How
moment.
Is that not reasonable?
Hold on. I just want to finish. I want to finish my statement. We're trying to learn from each other, okay? We're trying to learn from each other. And this is why we cannot get along in this country, because everyone yells at everybody else. And we don't listen to each other. And I just want to understand one thing. Now, I asked you a question, and I would like it just answered honestly, and I'm not going to judge either way. All I would like to know is your son or your daughter came to you and said, "Daddy, I am gay," or "I am a lesbian," or, you know, "I don't know, I'm not sure about my sexuality." What would you say to them? Honestly and truly, what would you say in a calm fashion?
I'll tell you straight up.
In a calm fashion.
Absolutely. If I answer that, would you answer a question for me as well, please?
Yes, I will.
Okay. I would tell, first of all, I love my children. And this also, I would tell them straight up, I believe it's wrong. It's a sin against God, but I'm still going to love you. I'm not going to be against you. I'm still going to have compassion for you. And this is the same way I treat homosexuals. I know people that are homosexual. I treat them with love and respect. I don't disrespect them. We have conversations about theological issues. So I'm not some anti-homosexual type person. Now, my question for you, ma'am, is this is the point I should make to the other lady, which I believe we got kind of heated, so it kind of maybe she didn't catch what I was saying. My point was that I agree with her that it's wrong for my Christian beliefs to be taught to other people, mm-hmm. like her children or anyone else's children, at taxpayer expense in school. I believe that. I agree with her. That's wrong, right? It shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
If her children don't believe that, right? So my only point was, if that's the case, why is it okay then for her beliefs and certain people's beliefs in America that homosexuality is acceptable, that it's okay? Why is it okay for those beliefs to be taught at taxpayer expense? I just wanted to be consistent on both sides.
And I will answer you honestly here. First of all, I am not aware that in a curriculum, in a public school, in a curriculum that is planned, okay, it is planned before they go to school. The teachers are planned. They have certain things that they have to teach at certain times. You know, they don't go in there and just teach whatever they want. Okay, so now what I'm going to say to you is this. I am not aware of that. And if I were to become aware of it, I am not sure what I would think of it, but I would definitely research it, and I would definitely ask questions about it. But I am not aware of that because I do not believe in my heart. And I've told you, my daughter is a teacher. I know teachers. I've been in that realm for many, many years, and I have never heard that. Never.
Okay.
That it's taught
no, that's
in
fair.
The curriculum.
But,
but remember the word curriculum. That is the word
okay.
that you have to understand. Okay. So that's how
humor
I'm
me. Just humor me in the hypothetical, right? Because
okay.
at this point you don't know
the
for sure whether it's true or not. If
the hypothetical. Go ahead. Hello?
I don't know if we lost.
Hello,
yeah. Mike, you still there?
Are you still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say something?
The children in school. I just want to ask her.
Go ahead.
Acceptable. Do you think that's right? If that was happening, do you think it's okay?
No. But I say that I would not, the way that you just, I'll say this, the way that you described it to me,
yeah.
to us, that would not be okay. But that is the only
I appreciate
way that. Describe, but that is only the way that you described it. I would have to see it with
my own ears. And I thank you for that
and
answer, and I respect
with my
that.
Own ears. And hear it with my own ears. You follow what I'm saying to you? That is the only
100%.
Okay.
Okay,
so can we end
it
that?
We agree that we don't disagree on any point then. We agree that it's not right for my religion to be
right,
other people's
beliefs
to be taught to people in schools either.
Yes, but I gave you, but what I said to you was, is that I would have to see it and look at it and hear it.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand that.
And if it wasn't the context that you said, then I don't know if I
yeah.
would agree with it. But before I
fair,
say,
fair
oh,
enough.
Absolutely, I would not agree with it or I would agree with it, I would have to actually see it.
Right, and I understand that. And do you agree with the fundamental principle of the concept of not having one particular group of beliefs talk to others? Especially when you know that there's other people that don't agree with that. When we're talking about it in the public school setting.
But you have to understand. You have to understand, and I think this is where you're misguided. You know, when a teacher is told what to teach in the curriculum. That's what's important. You have to understand that. Now, there's one more person
right.
that I want you to listen to. Her name is Jessica, and I would like you to just finish with her. And we have agreed to disagree, and you are welcome to call back. And
right.
I will definitely look into this, and I will definitely talk to a few people. Go
right.
ahead,
and I just want to say to you, ma'am, before Jessica goes on, I just want to say this
yes.
to you, is that America is becoming a multicultural country now, right?
Of course, this isn't right.
So, for example, and you have to understand that in most cultures in the world today, like where I'm from in Africa, homosexuality
mm-hmm.
is not more, it's not acceptable in our culture.
And
just to give you
that's
why I'm saying in a multicultural mm-hmm. atmosphere, this has to be taken into consideration.
I understand your perspective. I truly do. I understand where you're coming from. And I don't like fighting. I don't like arguing. We're here to learn and to listen. That's my thing. Okay, Jessica,
all right,
go on.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you
Jessica,
so much for calling, Michael. Have a great night. Yes, Jessica,
you
have a final word about 5 minutes to wrap up.
Okay, so gays and lesbians and probably transgender have been around since the days of the Romans and Greeks. Back then,
yep.
it was accepted. And now nobody wants to bat an eye at it, and that is so wrong because you cannot change who you are.
Mm-mm.
People I know that are gay or lesbian and possibly transgender are born that way. They don't know until after they learn more about themselves and grow into their bodies and then say, hey, I'm gay or hey, I'm this or whatever, you know, but who cares? If you're a good person, you're a good person. Nobody should give a shit otherwise. And those are memoirs. That's literature. You cannot take away literature from children. And maybe, like, I don't know who that lady was, but saying that because a kid was being picked on, here, read this. This might help you, you know, to understand where others are coming from to help you out, you know. And my daughter homeschools, and she's also been in the brick-and-mortar school. And not once have I ever heard anything like that being taught. She's learning science, arithmetic, English, you know, literature, history, social studies, and not once has anything about being gay or whatever been brought up. They learn more of that from TikTok and Twitter and YouTube than anything else. So either if they were homeschooling at that moment, maybe that's what they were looking up and not because of the teachers. So you can't blame teachers for that. And the government and their religious beliefs have been brought into schools from the get-go, but they're trying to make public schools into Christian schools, and that's just not, religion is separate from church and state, and it should be separate from schools as well. So, So, anyways, that's all I had to say. I was trying to be cool.
That's nice. Thank you.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
You too. That was Jessica in Michigan, Mike in Minnesota. Who else called? Susie from Michigan called, and Lynn from New Mexico called. It was an interesting show tonight, and, you know, we learned different perspectives. This is what the show about. It was about tolerance. It's about listening to each other. And QAnon is not a good organization. The Patriot Front is not a good organization. They're related to the KKK and white supremacy. So let's fight them. Let's come together in November, vote straight up Democratic, and let's put Republicans to bed because they're divisive. Trump should go to prison. His grown children should go to prison. And that's my final word. Lori?
Woo! That was quite a stint there. I agree. We're here to listen. Yes, we disagree. But I'd like to hear other people's perspectives and where they come from. And when he said that he was from Africa, I do know that they are very much against gay lifestyle.
Yes.
And
originally I'm from Jamaica. Jamaican set is anti-gay, which I don't really understand. But to each his and her own, the tolerance.
Yes. But I guess what I was trying to say is that when he said that, I kind of know why he believes what he believes. And have a good night, everyone.
Yes, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Have a great night. Thanks for listening. We're on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We'll see you Monday night. Same time, same place, different topic. We want everybody to call in. Good night.
Yep. Good night. Lori Picker from Michigan. Have a good evening.
She stays far away from your land of endless sunshine to my land of raining skies. Every boat and ship upon the coast, for my heart is full of tears and heaven. Oh, you. And I more dearly than the spoken words can tell. Oh, you, and I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken words can tell. Thank you.
it.
Thank you.